Carlos, on that that game time home run, Alvarez falls behind 0-2 and then works it back, seven pitch at bat and homers. How, in your mind, is that at bat different now than it would have been a month and a half ago?
Yeah, I mean, you're going a month and a half, it could be like 3 weeks ago, you know? It's just not only that at bat, it's just, it feels like every pitch, you know, that he is on the fight, he's on the at bat, his takes, the swings. There's a lot to like, and just the perfect example there where he gets behind, but there's no panic. You know, he's still able to make some good swing decisions, controlling the strike zone. And then just for him to get the barrel out there and pull the ball like that, honestly, off the bat, I didn't think he was going to go, you know. And that's how, you know, the power from him is real, because I think it was 94, 96 off the bat. And, you know, that ball just kept on going. So, yeah, there's, you know, just overall, he's a different player. You know, he's playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, he's really good to see it, man.
So you mentioned that confidence. And obviously, it's not always going to go like this. But how critical do you think it is when a guy goes down and has that success for him to start the way that he has so that it doesn't dip again?
Yeah, I mean, it could go either or, you know. But just knowing the player, knowing the individual, and those are some of the conversations you have with them, you know. Like, as long as you are controlling the things that you need to control, you know, like, results are going to be there, you know. And that's, like I said, that was the messaging since he got back here. You know, you could go 0-for-4 today, but, you know, if you're doing the things you need to be doing defensively, you're leading the pitching staff and, you know, controlling the strike zone and getting good pitches to hit, like, yeah, you're going to go through struggles again. But, you know, I'm going to go back to what I was saying yesterday, man. Like, you got to give this kid a lot of credit, you know, because the moment he got back down there, he just kept working, you know. He could have pouted and feel sorry for himself, and that wasn't the case. And then here he is now, looking like the Alvi that we know he's capable of.
Tony.
For you guys to get to where you want to get to this season, how important is it just to continue getting those contributions from the younger guys, Alvarez, Beatty, Mauricio, et cetera?
We're going to need all of them. And, you know, when we made the decision, I'm going to go back to Alvi, when we made the decision to send him back down, it was necessary at the time because we knew how important he is for this team, you know, and we needed to get him back on track. And it's hard to do it at the big league level, you know, when you're looking for results pretty much day in and day out. So for Alvi, Acuña, Beatty, Mauricio, Vientos, all of those guys, they're a big part of this team, you know, and we're going to need all of them. But also understanding that there's development, you have to teach, you have to stay consistent, you have to, you know, do a lot of different things here while they're learning, but at the same time trying to help us win baseball games here.
Those guys generally hit in the bottom half of the lineup, so what kind of pressure does it take off, especially at a time when, like, Lindor is not hitting right now, Alonso's not hitting right now? Like, how much pressure does it take off the top half when you're finally getting those contributions?
Yeah, 100%, you're right. You know, we got a couple of guys that are going through it right now. You mentioned Lindor, Pete, but then having those guys at the bottom, you know, being able to continue to put together some really good at-bats, they get on base, they get the big hit, you know, they're hitting the ball out of the ballpark, they're controlling the strike zone. Yeah, and as long as we continue to turn that lineup over, we're going to have success, regardless of, you know, whether it's Lindor or Pete. We want those guys at the play as much as possible, because at some point he's going to click again. So, again, we're going to need all of them.
Peter on the right.
What did you see from Montas, and just how important was it for him to limit the damage tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. You know, I thought the secondary pitches were good. You know, he used all of them in the strike zone, expanded when he needed to. But, you know, he's got to be able to compete in the strike zone with the secondaries, whether it's the split, the sweeper, the slider, the cutter, elevated against a couple of lefties there. And the other good sign for me was he was able to reach 97 in that sixth inning to get Soler for strike three, you know, at the top of the zone. That's a good sign of a guy that, you know, for him to reach there at 90 pitches, I think it was really good to see. So a very good outing and very good step for him.
Dan on the left.
Carlos, last night you get 2-plus innings from Hergett, and tonight it's Garcia, just to get those contributions from guys that are in and out of the organization, really. What is that?
Yeah, and we've been saying it. You know, guys are going to walk through those doors, and they're going to continue to get opportunities, and then they will step up, you know, and here they are, back-to-back nights. We mentioned Herget yesterday, Rico today. Yeah, I mean, huge four outs I think he got, you know, to hand the ball to Garrett and Stanek there. You know, again, we continue to give these guys opportunities. They'll step up, and it'll continue to be that way.
And we asked you about Lindor before the game. Any sense of frustration from him? Obviously, the crowd was kind of trying to get him going, it seemed like, tonight.
Like, well, the one thing with him, he's so steady, you know. Like, it doesn't matter whether he's going 4-for-4, hitting walk-off homer. He's going to be the same guy, you know. It's all about winning for him, you know, like, he's how engaged he is on defense with his teammates, the conversations in the dugout, helping the younger guys too, you know, like whether it's approach, what he sees from the pitchers. So look, man, he's pretty steady, and I haven't seen any sign of any frustrations or anything like that.